Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio Program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton, Cal Walters. We're both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we have got a fantastic show coming up for you. But we want to start by thanking some of the sponsors that help make the show possible.
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, the Charlie Wilson Agency, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Daphne's Hottest Place for Chow, the waterfront restaurant at No. 1 Yacht Club Drive, and the Medicare lady, Miss Keisha Chambers, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And, of course, we want to thank all our sponsors, and you are great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please, when you visit those sponsors, let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So jump on to our Facebook for more information on the topics of the day. And, of course, Tom, Independence Day is this weekend. And so we thought we'd do a little celebrating here on SBN by sharing some patriotic clips with you tonight. Hope that you'll enjoy it, that as we remember what it means to live in the greatest country that God has ever given to man. And we'll throw in a tirade there when we won't get fooled again. But first, it is always a pleasure to be joined on SBN by Ms. Corey Gaston from the Waterfront Restaurant in Daphne. Corey, welcome back to SBN, and thank you and your crew for everything that you do and service to our community.
Thank you guys for having me on again. Love being here.
Well, I tell you, it's tomorrow night is the big night. Bring us up to date.
Exactly. Tomorrow night is the big night. We are so excited to have our first annual Bay Bash, and it's, you know, being the 250th birthday of the United States, it's like just going to be this huge, great party we've got planned. It is all benefiting the South Alabama Veterans Council, which, you know, we love helping out all of our veterans, doing great stuff in the community. We're actually going to honor our fourth veteran of the year, Tom Claxton. You know all about this since you've been one of them.
Oh, yes, yes.
So we've got Charles Wiggins, who is our veteran of the year this year, who does great stuff in the community. For all those people who don't know him, he hosts a veterans breakfast twice a month. He does a steak dinner for them once a year. He's just always doing great stuff, so we're happy to be able to honor him as our veteran. But aside from that, it's going to be lots of great people out there having a good time. We've got a barbecue dinner. We've got live music. And then, to top it all off, we've got a barge coming in Mobile Bay. It's going to shoot off fireworks. on the 2nd. So you don't have to wait to the 4th to see fireworks. You can see it all on July 2nd.
That's right. Maybe we can get back home, too, because I don't know where people are going to be able to get back home on July the 4th on the causeway.
Exactly. So get out, get it done early,
yeah.
And then you could just stay home and have a great 4th of July. You know, you don't have to go and do it all on the 4th. You can come on the 2nd, see that. It is a ticketed event. We do still have a limited amount of tickets to sell. Let me tell you, they were flying off the shelf today. So if you're going to do it, I suggest that you get either on Eventbrite or our Facebook page or our Instagram page, the Waterfront Daphne. Get those tickets tonight. If we have any tomorrow, we will be selling them day of. But like I said, we were getting close to sold out when I left the store about 2 hours ago.
So. Oh, good gracious. Yes. But, you know, that is an awesome thing to do, to know that we have that many people that are interested in our veterans community, and they're certainly interested in all the things that Panini Pete Hospitality Group does in the Waterfront Restaurant as performing there on the coast. And you guys are always stepping up. You know, we had with the South Alabama Veterans Council, I'm a member of, and we had the occasion two weeks ago to have 3 weeks of bingo on Monday nights that we were able to receive some $1,700 revenue from. And
$1,700 plus we had a customer from Bingo get up and match that check.
Wasn't that awesome?
So you actually left with $3,400 for the Veterans Council that night. So, I mean, just
that was really,
fantastic
it was
stuff.
Really neat. Well, you
we're
know,
doing great and, things in the community, and so are our customers. They're doing great things.
And
as
you
well.
Haven't stopped doing that, though. Now I understand the bingos at the last couple of weeks, and this past Monday night was for the food pantry.
Yes, so Feeding the Gulf Coast, which actually is a charity that my sister works for. So I'm super excited we got them this year as one of our charities to be able to do stuff for. They help out a lot of local food banks and pantries in the area. They supply a lot of food for all of them. They do a lot of stuff with kids groups, you know, kids during the summertime.
Right.
The 2 meals a day they're used to getting in schools. And so we have to supplement a lot of that stuff. And so Feeding the Gulf Coast supplies a lot of food to a lot of different organizations. They get it spread out across the whole community.
Now, I had a chance to talk with Pete today, and he was elaborating
on...
He
was cooking, wasn't he?
I figured he was. He had to be because all the stuff that he was talking about that y'all were going to have.
Exactly. I put him in the kitchen today and yesterday.
Well, he needs to be. But, you know, one of the things that this is a ticketed event, but one of the things that you have to realize is to get the ticket to get in and be part of this event from 6 to 9 o'clock tomorrow night, that includes a meal.
Includes a meal, includes live music, and the fireworks show. So it is an all entertainment
package.
Cheap.
That is,
you know, and so it's a great deal.
Right.
A great deal. You're not going to get that anywhere else 4th of July weekend, I can promise you that.
Well, and then I understand also that it is a closed-door event, so if you're just out riding around saying, well, I will just go by there and watch the fireworks and get something to eat, I don't think that benefit's going to be available for tomorrow night.
Well, you definitely aren't going to be able to come in and get something to eat if you haven't gotten a ticket, because we probably will be sold out by the time doors open. And as far as coming down there, if you think you can just watch it, you know, we'll have limited parking. So it's going to be all of our guests are going to be in the parking lot.
Right,
you know,
right.
Because of paid for the event. And so, you know, two police officers will be out there directing traffic. So if you are coming, be looking for those two guys. They'll be showing you where to park, how to get in, all that kind of stuff. And if you're not coming for the event, they're gonna have to turn you away, because we will need all the parking for all the people that have to come.
Yes, you know, from way Pete talked, it looked like the ticket count was pretty good. But if you're out there and you are a staunch supporter of all of our veterans groups and the things that Panini Pete and Nick DeMario and Corey are doing over at the Waterfront Restaurant, you know, you need to go ahead and get your tickets and all. Don't wait till the last minute, because they're not gonna be available, buddy.
No, I would imagine by the time I get in there in the morning, we're going to be sold out.
I would think so, too. So. Well, thank you for coming on board with us tonight and bringing us up to date, and we appreciate you you guys continue to help us work with the show and getting the word out on the Scuttlebutt Network to our veterans. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys, as always. Have a good night.
All right. Ms. Corey Gaston from the Waterfront Restaurant facility over there, they're just doing an unbelievable job, and they – when they step up. You know, Pete is also a member of the Mess Lords. He was in Guantanamo Bay here about a month ago with the Guy Fieri, and then I think they fed 5,000 meals to our troops down there in a couple of days they were there. So they're always out there, and they're not veterans, but they might as well be, because they sure take care of our vets like they're supposed to. And it's always a pleasure to have them on board with us. And for more information, you can visit scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And on the other side of the break, Red Skelton on the national anthem when we return on the Scuttlebutt.
Claxton and Cal Walters, radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots for around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And of course, if you like to listen on demand, our regularly aired shows are up via podcast on the FM Talk 106.5 app, and Tom's tirades are up on castbox.fm. And many in our audience, and Tom, you probably remember the comedian and commentator Red Skelton.
Oh yeah, we went to school together.
He had a very successful run on TV. It was almost like a little comedy show that he would do. Although I don't know if a lot of the things that he did in terms of the comedy would hold up on TV these days.
Right.
But,
right.
With all of our cancel culture and such. But one of his most enduring skits might be his commentary on the Pledge of Allegiance. And we thought it might be, timely to share that clip with you. So, Philip, you got that ready?
I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell. He says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life, without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
That's a fantastic clip from Red Skelton, and it really is a fantastic breakdown of the Pledge of Allegiance, Tom. But you know what he mentioned there at the end, he said, you know, it would be a shame if that were to be taken out of the schools.
Sure.
And, I know in many places they no longer, they don't recite the Pledge of Allegiance, or kids are able to opt out
right
of reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. And I think that goes to the larger problem that we have in this nation, other than the fact that they really don't teach civics anymore.
Right.
So
right.
You have vast numbers of, as Rush Limbaugh called them, you know, empty skulls full of mush, that are out there who have no concept of the good things that the United States has done. We're not a perfect country,
right,
by any
right,
means.
Right.
But, you know, goodness knows we are the bright, shining city on a hill that people want to come to.
Sure.
For to make their lives better. And unfortunately, you know, we have had leaders, politicians who have, you know, have allowed, I think, that love of country to fall by the wayside. And in fact, you know, when you look at some of these elections for these democratic socialists, which are basically, they're just communist, is all that they are, espousing principles that go against that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that everybody wants here in the United States. And it's that kind of sentiment that I find unfortunate. I don't think it is a majority by any means.
I don't think so either, Cal.
In this country.
No.
But I, you know, I do think if we went back to just doing some of those simple things, and I know, you know, Red Skelton, he started off by saying that his teacher thought that the students might be getting it, might be a little monotonous, that they might be going through the motions. But, you know, when you put your hand over your heart and you say the Pledge of Allegiance, and you're standing there with the U.S. flag in most instances, and I can't, you know, it's something that I take very near and dear to my heart, not only just as a veteran, but just as a citizen,
sure,
of the United States. And I proudly recited the Pledge of Allegiance throughout school. And I think it's something that if we were to bring that kind of insistence back, that no, you can't sit down, you can't ignore it, you can't protest.
Right.
That you're going to stand up, especially if you're in a public school, because it's that social contract. That's the only reason you have a school to go to, is because they're taking from your fellow citizens to pay for that.
Right.
And of course, you know, many of the kids probably don't want to be there at all. But certainly, if you had an understanding of exactly how that system worked, instead of having teachers that want to only, or at least try to present the bad things and that perspective of American history, I think you might have a more informed citizenry that would have a greater appreciation for, you know, the flag and the national anthem and for July 4th. And, you know, the funniest thing is I hear people, you know, and Trump derangement syndrome is absolutely real, but, you know, they're not going to celebrate the 4th because Donald Trump is the president. You know, I mean, I celebrated
July 4th. Nothing to do with the 4th.
Yeah, I celebrated July 4th when Obama was president. I celebrated July 4th while Biden slept in the White House.
Right.
You know, and it had nothing to do.
Well, that's not a celebration about our president. That's a celebration about this country that we live in. And 250 years of it.
Absolutely. But to hear people, and these are grown men and women saying these things.
And senile brains, though.
There's just, I really think there is a mental illness that is there. You know, like Robert De Niro said, he doesn't love his country right now. The America is not about the people. It's about the idea of America. That you can come here with nothing and build companies like Tesla and SpaceX and, you know, in prior generations, Ford and you know, all of those.
Sure.
Because of who you are, not where you came from or who you know. So I think it really, that, you know, that rendition there with Red Skelton really puts it in perspective. But on the other side of the break, we're going to bring in another national treasure, Mr. Robin Williams. And he does a little bit of shtick about the American flag. So we'll be listening to that on the other side of the break.
100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret.
Check your trim set, check your nose steering arm maneuver. Dive, that's where I go. A low transition, right turnout. 86, diving out there on 16. Let's scuttlebutt.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters, and we're glad that you joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today.
And we want to thank the fine folks that helped make this show possible, the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly. Miss Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady. Daphne's Hottest Eatery at the coolest location, the Waterfront Restaurant. It's at number 1 Yacht Club Drive, where the awesome event will be going on tomorrow night. And the Charlie Wilson Insurance Agency, as well as Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And, you know, Tom, we were sharing the Red Skelton skit before. He was a very popular comedian, and a different generation of comedians. You had Robin Williams, who really was sort of a once in a generation comedian who made people all over the world laugh at his antics in both movies and on television. But like so many of our performers, he also gave back. You mentioned, you know, Panini Pete and the Mess Lords down there at Guantanamo Bay. But Robin Williams would do those tours for our deployed troops to entertain them. And one of his more endearing performances was his take on Old Glory. So we hope you enjoy that.
Thank you very much. I'm the one that they're singing about. Yeah, I'm the Stars and Stripes Forever. Star Spangled Banner. You can call me Old Glory, but let's just keep it simple. Just call me Flag. Oh, say, can you see? Okay. Little flag humor. Well, you probably don't recognize me. You say, who is that, Evel Knievel? No way. Yeah, you see, you can't recognize me because...
I'm in my birthday suit, yes.
I'm wearing the original 13 here. Yeah. I remember Miss Betsy sitting there going,
this could be the start of something big. Whoa. Oh, Tom, don't be a pain.
Yes. I was born June 14th, 1777. That makes me a Gemini. That means I'm kind of unpredictable, crazy. Yes. I like the outdoors, and I'm the life of any party, whether it be Republican, Democrat, Independent, Socialist, anything libertarian, I'll be there. You know, I'm 204 years old. People say, Flag, how do you stay so young? Is it jogging? No. Is it tennis? No. It's waving. Furling and unfurling. Richard Simmons, eat your heart out. Yeah, but it hasn't always been easy for me, though. I had a tough puberty. Yeah, war, famine, invasion. And 1861, well, I had a little skin problem that broke out into 34 stars. But now, well, a little patience, and look what we got now. Look at this. Hold on here. Ha-ha! Ha-ha! All 60! Everybody's on here. Look at this, Alaska. Yeah, we got your Tennessee. How are you doing today? Here's Vermont. You can't get there from here. Oh, and there's California.
For sure, totally.
Like I said before, you know, I had a tough time for a while. I've been in a lot of wars. They fired missiles and muskets at me, but you know, come the dawn's early light, I'm still there. You know what I'm talking about? And you know, I've been made into everything from designer jeans to t-shirts, and I've even been a cape for Mick Jagger. Well, all right! The rocket's red glare, well, all right! But people haven't always been respectful to me. Sometimes it's been tough. There have been some people try and spit on me, trample me, burn me. Foreigners and occasionally some Americans too, but I don't let it get me down because I'm not a stay-at-home kind of flag. You know, I've been to Europe. I've been to both North and South Pole. I was at Iwo Jima. Recently, I've even been to the moon. You see me in all sorts of different postures. When I'm like this, that means everything is okay. When I'm upside down, well, put on your Mae West and hit the deck. But when I'm like this, well, that's not my favorite position because, well, that's half-mast. I don't mean to bum you out. I didn't come here to depress you. But I gotta tell you something honestly. I haven't been getting out much lately. I guess it's not very chic to put up the flag anymore, you know. Muffin and I have a flag, but we haven't found it for very long. Hey, but look at it this way. Don't look at it as saluting me. Look at it as saluting yourselves. You know, hey, I'm just a flag, a symbol. You're the people. If I may say so from here, long may you wave.
That's strong.
It absolutely is.
That's strong, buddy. Woo!
Another good patriotic interpretation of things about Robin Williams there. And if we can, we got one more clip. I know, Philip, we might have to push the break here a little bit. Can we do that if we run the Reagan clip?
We're here to mark that day in history when the Allied armies joined in battle to reclaim this continent to liberty. For four long years, much of Europe had been under a terrible shadow. Free nations had fallen. Jews cried out in the camps. Millions cried out for liberation. Europe was enslaved and the world prayed for its rescue. Here in Normandy, the rescue began. Here the Allies stood and fought against tyranny in a giant undertaking unparalleled in human history. We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. The air is soft, but 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. At dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944, 225 Rangers jumped off the British landing craft and ran to the bottom of these cliffs. Their mission was one of the most difficult and daring of the invasion, to climb these sheer and desolate cliffs and take out the enemy guns. The Allies had been told that some of the mightiest of these guns were here, and they would be trained on the beaches to stop the Allied advance. The Rangers looked up and saw the enemy soldiers at the edge of the cliffs shooting down at them with machine guns and throwing grenades, and the American Rangers began to climb. They shot rope ladders over the face of these cliffs and began to pull themselves up. When one ranger fell, another would take his place. When one rope was cut, a ranger would grab another and begin his climb again. They climbed, shot back, and held their footing. Soon, one by one, the rangers pulled themselves over the top, and in seizing the firm land at the top of these cliffs, they began to seize back the continent of Europe. 225 came here. After 2 days of fighting, only 90 could still bear arms. And behind me is a memorial that symbolizes the Ranger daggers that were thrust into the top of these cliffs. And before me are the men who put them there. These are the boys of Puente Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs. These are the champions who helped free a continent. And these are the heroes who helped end a war. Gentlemen, I look at you and I think of the words of Stephen Spender's poem. You are men who in your, quote, lives fought for life and left the vivid air signed with your honor. I think I know what you may be thinking right now, thinking we were just part of a bigger effort. Everyone was brave that day.
Coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
original pork-eating crusader.
Mr. Tom Claxton.
For many Americans, a year that has been 2020 is one that they simply want to go away. And yet we still have a quarter to go with much left to undertake and encounter, including a hotly contested election for president. With the House and Senate up for grabs, we still face the final menace of the pandemic, with numerous blue states still closed for business and many of the tin-pot blue state governors and mayors threatening not only your personal life and liberties, but also the religious freedom of entire groups.
You know, I have to say to the Orthodox community tomorrow, if you're not willing to live with these rules, then I'm going to close the synagogues.
Of course, what do you expect from the man who had no problem stealing private property without any constitutional authority?
So I'm going to sign an executive order that says the state can take ventilators and PPE from institutions.
And although they have been hidden from the headlines of the Main Street media in order to tamp down the growing revulsion of middle American pre-election, the peaceful protest,
I'm using air quotes and smiling on that one, okay?
Actually, the riots and looting and destruction of personal property, lives and dreams continue in the major Democratic communist-run cities throughout the nation under the faux banner of Black Lives Matter, or is it the Green New Deal? Or is it to kill capitalism? Or is it another round of, I need a new set of Jordans, a flat TV screen, and some gin and juice for the weekend? Whatever the excuse, the rape and pillage of America continues. Portland is now on 140 days under siege and counting, with cover from candidate Joe Weekend at the Bidens.
Yeah, but Lomax is dead. He's not around anybody anymore.
I know that. You know that. Nobody else knows that.
Huh? Oh! Push for it. It looks good enough. Let's go.
Uh-oh.
Larry, what?
Huh? Oh.
Really?
Hi, Bernie. Hey, Bernie, just like last week, huh?
You animal, you are insatiable.
Doesn't anyone realize he's dead?
Then Kamala.
I slept with the other slick Willie
Harris. We, the American patriots, find ourselves subjected to the ongoing pedantic sophistries of such Mensa midgets as LeBron James and Alyssa Milano, neither of whom stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night, but both of whom purport to be experts on topics ranging from alleged systemic racism to climate change. Although LeBron might be better served focusing on his basketball before he loses to the woeful Miami Heat, and Milano might want to figure out how to pay her debts and resurrect the TV show In Search Of to find out where her career went. What I think is most disturbing is that much of the discord in our nation that is being stoked by progressive political leaders and the cult of personality is being acted upon by young, educated, privileged white kids. Not those whom you might think would be storming the streets searching for justice. Yep, it is those with mountains of white privilege who are largely responsible for the grassroots efforts to overturn the very foundations of our nation, who vilify our founders and institutions such as our military, our veterans, and our police. They seek to destroy that which they do not understand after years of indoctrination at the hands of the progressive public education system and the mind-numbing bleeding of the leftist state-run media outlets and the newfound platform of social media. Unfortunately, this is nothing new in our nation. We saw it in the counterculture of the 1960s, which brought us stellar citizens such as cult murderer Charles Manson, the terrorist Black Panther movement, and the cop-killing Weather Underground led by Obama's pals Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. So while the hippies of yesterday are now the anti-American leaders of the new progressive democratic social communist Marxist party, we can turn back the clock and listen to the prophetic words of Joe Friday from the classic TV show Dragnet with a little advice from our misguided youth.
You just don't understand.
Maybe we do, son. Don't think you have a corner on all of virtue vision in the country, or that everybody else is fat and selfish and you're the first generation to come along that's felt dissatisfied. They all have, you know, about different things, and most of them didn't have the same opportunity and freedoms that you do. Let's talk poverty. Most places in the world, that's not a problem. It's a way of life. And rights, they're liable to give you a blank stare because they may not know what you're talking about. The fact is, more people are living better right here than anywhere else ever before in history. So don't expect us to roll over and play dead when you say you're dissatisfied. It's not perfect, but it's a great deal better than when we grew up. 100 men standing in the street hoping for one job, selling apples on the street corner. That's one of the things we were dissatisfied about, and you don't see that much anymore.
You're taller, stronger, healthier, better educated, and you live longer than the last generation. And we don't think that's altogether bad. You've probably never seen a quarantine sign in your neighbor's door. Diphtheria, scarlet fever, whooping cough. Probably none of your classmates are crippled with polio. You don't see many mastoid scars anymore. We've done quite a bit of fighting all around the world. Whether you think it was moral or not, a lot of people are free today to make their own mistakes because of it. And that may just include you.
I don't know. Maybe part of it's the fact that you're in a hurry. You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial seven digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers. But some problems you can't get quick answers to, no matter how much you want them. We took a little boy into Central Receiving Hospital yesterday. He was 4 years old. He weighs 8.5 pounds. His parents just haven't bothered to feed him. Now, give me a fast answer to that one. One that'll stop that from ever happening again. And if you can't settle that one, what about the 55,000 Americans who will die on the highways this year? That's nearly 6 or 7 times the number that'll get killed in Vietnam. Why aren't you up in arms about that? Or is dying in a car somehow moral? Tell me how to wipe out prejudice. I'll settle for just the prejudices you have inside yourselves. Show me how to get rid of the unlimited capacity for human beings to make themselves believe that they're somehow right and justified in stealing from somebody or hurting somebody. And you'll just about put this place here out of business.
I don't think that we're telling you to lose your ideals or your sense of outrage. They're the only way things ever get done. And there's a lot that still needs doing. And we hope you'll tackle it. You don't have to do anything dramatic like trying to come up with a better country. You can find enough to keep you busy right here. While you're at it, don't break things up in the name of progress or crack a placard stick over somebody's head to help him see the light. Be careful of his rights, because your property and your person and your rights aren't any better than his. And next time, you may be the one to get it. We remember a man who killed 6 million people and called it social improvement.
So hang in. Don't try to build a new country. Make the old one work. It has for over 400 years. And by the world's standards, that's hardly more than yesterday.
I don't think I could have said it better myself, except that Joe forgot to warn these members of the Progressive Zombie Army that with liberty at stake in the very future of our nation in the balance, true American patriots, and that includes us old-timer veterans, will stand and defend the Constitution once again, with our lives if necessary. You might want to remember that the next time your pasty, pudgy, overprotected, privileged white ass steps out on the streets to destroy another business, burn another block, deface another veteran's memorial dedicated to those who fought for your right to whine, or threaten hardworking Americans who pay taxes so your sorry ass can walk the streets under police protection, if you want to play for all the marbles, you got it. Just remember, your participation trophy this time just might be a red badge of cowardice. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. Just remember, the older we get, the less the death penalty really scares us.
Teenage Wasteland. It's only Teenage Wasteland. Teenage Wasteland. Oh, yeah. Teenage Wasteland. They're all wasted.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a couple of Marines, with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it. And, Tom, a lot of good commentary in those clips that we have played during the course of the show today.
I still love them.
Yeah, you want to say, oh my gosh, well, that was Dragnet and it's dated. But that little speech from Dragnet, think about it, Tom, that, mm-hmm. so much of that is still applicable today in this current generation of liberals and progressives and really communists that want to complain about what they have or don't have here in the United States. And the biggest problem, Tom, is when you see, you see these clips of these reporters that are out there at some of these protests, and they'll ask people, what are you protesting about? And they have no idea.
They're paid protesters. They're just there to get the money.
Well, some of them are paid. I think some of them, Tom, are just ignorant.
Yeah, well, some of them are not paid, Cal, but they're, you know, when we don't even teach them how to write cursive in schools anymore, I mean, how are they supposed to know anything, you know? They're taught one thing in school now. They're taught the way to pass the test that they're going to get on the quarterly test so that they can get through school. That's all they're taught.
And the other side of that, Tom, is they are taught, of course, indoctrinated. Into a very anti-American sentiment, which that is antithetical to actually promoting the common welfare of the United States.
Right.
But you know, as long as we've got patriots out there that are welcome or are willing to be able to stand up and say no, we'll be able to defend this. But hey, everybody get out, have an incredible 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. We appreciate you listening. Until we get you again, please keep our warriors in your prayers, especially those in harm's way. God be with them and their families. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word, and we will catch you on the other side.
Ah.